If you are like me, your morning routine can vary depending on just how drunk you got the night before. Sometimes I get ready by smelling the boxers on my floor for the cleanest ones because I'm late. Sometimes I get ready by laying down and painfully moaning in the shower for an hour. How do you get ready? I'm asking because as a proud member of the Dollar Shave Club, I'm here to tell you no matter what you do to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. You want a clean mouth and fresh breath, right? If you said no, you're an idiot. But even idiots can get fresh breath with the intense peppermint flavor of Dollar Shave Club's toothpaste. And wow, what a way to get rid of that dragon breath for one more romp with last night's Tinder date. Their hydrating body cleanser is also incredible and leaves my skin smelling like I literally showered for an hour, which I likely did. I hope showering and brushing your teeth are part of how you get ready every day, but no matter what you do to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need. And I haven't even mentioned their razors and shave butter that everyone knows them for. And right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 each. They've got a shower set, toothpaste, and toothbrush set, or their famous shave butter and razor. Any one of those sets are just $5, and it's the best way to try out their amazing products. After your starter set, products ship at a regular price. Get yours today at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. That's dollarshaveclub.com/HARD.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, October 11th. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about Ted Cruz pulling out of a debate with Beto O'Rourke. Mark's going to do one about Michael Avenatti challenging Donald Trump Jr. to an MMA match.
Run it back, Wes.
Pat's going to do one about a woman who tried to board a plane with an emotional support squirrel.
Yep.
And I'll take us through some other headlines. Take it away, Wes.
All right. In a move that is certainly not shocking to me or anyone that has watched Ted Cruz closely ever, the Republican senator has chickened out of his upcoming debate against opponent and Democratic cult leader, Beto O'Rourke. See, I insulted both of them, so
there you go.
Suck on that, Internet.
Down the middle.
Yeah. It really does not take a rocket scientist to figure out just why Cruz is pulling out. It's because he just doesn't give a shit about Texas or its citizens.
Whoa.
Is that what you think? Hear me out. This might be a little off base, but I'm going with it. Instead of allowing them to get a head-on comparison of the two candidates and allowing voters to make their most educated decision based on all possible factors, he wants to deny them of that. Because even if Ted isn't the better man, he certainly doesn't want Texas voters to know that. Therefore, he would rather himself get elected, even if he was not the right man for the job.
Well, I agree with that,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
But he's also just the man with the lead, so he's got that luxury.
Big lead.
Yeah, exactly. So in reality, all jokes aside, for the most part, public debates can potentially spell disaster for the politician with the lead in the polls.
Or if you look like Ted Cruz.
Right.
Right.
So Cruz definitely has the lead. So why would he get up there and expose himself to possibly get embarrassed or make someone that might be on the fence go the other direction?
That's right. And to Pat's point, Ted Cruz's life is really centered around limiting the amount of FaceTime he gets to the maximum extent possible. Like you have to challenge him to a basketball game or protest him and his wife eating dinner to get him to engage in public.
I mean, could you imagine trying to think of a comeback while Ted Cruz is like gazing into your eyes from across the podium? No way. You're screwed.
He's not a handsome man. He's not a charming man.
Yeah. So I mean, it's actually just smart politics what he's doing in reality. Cruz currently has a 4-9 point lead over Beto, which is a lot smaller than one might expect in the red state of Texas. So Ted said, no thanks.
It's pretty big. Yes, I understand why you wouldn't want to, you know, potentially disaster yourself, but Ted Cruz isn't good at a lot of things, as mentioned in the past 2 minutes, but he was a national champion debate winning person from like Princeton.
Yeah.
He is great at debates.
He's a good debater. This could actually backfire on Cruz because now Beto will get a full hour by himself to stand up on national TV and make Texans and possibly Americans fall in love with him. So If he does well, it could actually backfire on Cruz, but he still doesn't have that coveted Obama endorsement, so without that, he's up shit's
creek. Also can't dab to save his life. Did you guys see that video?
It's true.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
I want to throw an over-under out here, guys. Over-under, how many times does Beto O'Rourke mention exactly how many counties there are in Texas?
A lot. Yeah. And he's been to all of them. How many times has he been to them? If it's an hour, though, he's only going to be able to get through his NFL kneeling speech once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. And he's going to have some other material. He's going to have plants in the crowd, probably a couple people who hate Cruz, who got like put away in jail by Kids for Cash or some shit.
It's a lot of pressure to do an hour by yourself. It's a lot.
My joke was that speech was an hour.
Yeah. Now that you explained it, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, this comes after that viral video that's going around questioning Ted Cruz's toughness, where, you know, he was insulted by Trump, and now he's, you know, buddy with him. You know, Trump called his wife, what, like a heifer or some shit? I don't know the exact quote.
Oh, man, do you think Ted Cruz got gumption and, like, you know, up for what he believes in?
No, I think Ted Cruz would throw his wife in the ocean if it meant he didn't have to jump in the ocean.
His career has been bending over backwards as hard as he can to go with the flow, like, and stay in office.
Yeah, he has anything but gumption. Everything but gumption.
The new date is October 18th, and we'll be in town hall format. So we'll see what happens there, and if Texas voters get a fair comparison of the two politicians. Moving on to the internet, Marty Gray says, "Texas tough, my ass." In reference to Ted Cruz. So.
Got him. Yeah. Hey, who looks the most like Ted Cruz here? Because we're only like an hour away. We could like dress up like Ted Cruz and pretend like one of us could be like, we're here.
I hate to say this, but I'm probably 30 pounds from a 47-year-old man, Ted Cruz.
There you go.
Drop 30 and I'm the most Cruz.
Get ready for a Pat as Ted Cruz video coming out soon.
You'd have to somehow strip more muscle mass. Like, you'd have to get less muscular than you are today.
Don't challenge me, Will.
Pat's also horrible at sports, so this is going to work out great.
Yeah. Pat, all you really need is a lip reduction, and you're there.
I don't know what that means. No one's ever said that to me. We should move on. Let's move on.
Thin that guy's lips are.
Michael, next story. Michael Avenatti wants to fight Donald Trump Jr. in the octagon for charity. Yep. That's what I just said. That's a thing now.
I hope it happens.
Yeah. Avenatti and Trump have been having a bit of a Twitter feud this week. On Monday, Trump joked that Avenatti would be running for president in 2020 with the incarcerated politician Anthony Weiner. And then Avenatti replied, saying, "If I were you, the last thing I would be doing is referencing other people getting out of federal prison, because after you are indicted, you will likely be passing them on your way in. By the way, they don't have silver spoons or gold toilets in the joint. Buckle up, Buttercup." And the real loser here is Anthony Weiner. Why is everyone busting on Anthony Weiner?
No, I don't know, but that was one Scaramucci away from a great tag team match. Avenatti and Weiner versus Trump Jr. and Scaramucci, I think, would be.
Yeah, what a card.
Yeah.
By the way, Trump Jr. is getting pardoned no matter what happens to him.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I would think so. Michael Avenatti, for those of you that don't know, is, of course, the lawyer of the stars. I'm sorry, I misread that. The lawyer of the porn stars. He's become a vocal critic of the Trump administration over the past year and a half. Avenatti challenged Donald Trump Jr. to a 3-round mixed martial arts charity fight, saying it would be great for two causes, because he's got two charities in mind. And he actually mentioned this idea to NBC News reporter Dylan Byers, who tweeted it while they were at lunch at the Vanity Fair Summit on Tuesday. That sentence was Avenatti with an NBC reporter at Vanity Fair, and that's a pretentious-ass sentence. And they were also probably pretending like they were saving the world while they were actually just treating their waiter like dog shit and barely tipping him.
Garcon!
Yeah, we're the best. Trump Jr. has not accepted or declined the fight. I don't think he's going to do either. Because
it's beneath him.
There's no way he could go one round, let alone three.
Well, also, here's what Trump Jr. should do, and what I think he will do, is he'll just counter with a gun shooting competition. It's like that's the ultimate thing to do to an Avenatti, because he's going to be like, "Oh, I don't shoot guns because I'm too progressive."
An actual duel.
Yeah.
Oh, a duel. Yeah, a duel.
No, not a duel. Like a target competition.
You heard it here first, guys. Avenatti and Trump Jr. are having a duel.
You mean a marksmanship competition?
Yeah, like marksmanship, like skeet shooting. Yeah,
let's just play a game of Texas Hold'em instead. Could you imagine that fight though? I mean, it would be pretty hard to watch because no strikes would land, and certainly no takedowns would happen because those are two slimy motherfuckers that couldn't get anywhere, you know, like they would just glance off each other. Definitely no Vaseline needed before the fight.
The security guards just jump the cage and fight each other instead.
Oh, man, imagine how hairy Trump Jr.'s back is. Like, probably next level.
Pimples galore.
You think so?
Guarantee it. Dude.
No, I bet it's very, very smooth and manicured. Yeah,
maybe. Well, speaking of body shaming, Kathy Rice on Facebook writes, "Oh, go and grow hair. That might help your looks. You are not one if those gorgeous men who can go bald. Now listen to me!" 5 exclamation points. She was talking about Avenatti, of course, and I'm pretty sure Kathy was intoxicated when she wrote that. Yeah. Might be wrong.
Pretty sure Kathy is just Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, not sure if Kathy's a parent, but if so, CPS might want to check that out.
It's just it's an image of a cat is her avatar.
Aw. Yeah. All right, so moving on. It's widely known that the Orlando to Cleveland route on premier provider Frontier Airlines carries some of America's best and brightest. The flight is a proverbial who's who of the country's movers and shakers, and look, it usually runs like clockwork. That's why it was so shocking when Flight 1612 hit a snag on Tuesday before it even left the gate. All of its passengers were forced to deplane when it was discovered that a woman had smuggled on her emotional support animal, which happens to be a squirrel. Now, squirrels are not on the approved emotional support animal list, unfortunately. So,
what pocket was this lady hiding the squirrel in her?
Yeah, she had a carrier.
Yeah, she looks like a squirrel lady.
She looks like the lady in Home Alone 2 that was feeding the pigeons.
Oh, turtle doves! Thanks, Kevin. Yeah. Pat, that opening line was like, it sounded like you should have been at that Vanity Fair conference.
Hey, buddy, yeah, right. You ever been to Orlando? worst spring break of my life ever in Orlando, Florida. anyway, Medieval Times is there, so that's good. Airline staff explained Frontier's anti-squirrel policy to the woman, and they asked her to leave the aircraft, a request she politely refused, and this led to more than like a two-hour delay and eventually forced evacuation of all non-rodent-carrying passengers so that police could attempt to reason with the woman. And apparently... Yeah,
let's reason with the squirrel lady.
That's going to go well.
This should go over well.
Well, apparently it didn't, Mark, because the woman was wheeled off the plane in a wheelchair, therapy squirrel in tow, and she was met by cheers from the other passengers, to which she responded, "Shut up, bitch!" So
was the squirrel alive?
No one knows. Maybe.
Was this a dead emotional support?
Probably squirrel? Not. Yeah. All right. Look. This is when this woman became my personal hero, when she just barked at the crowd, because it's this sort of uncompromising commitment to one's principles that you just don't see anymore. And there was like no scenario where this woman was going to take to the friendly skies without her squirrel friend. And when push came to shove, she left it all on the field. So I applaud her.
Yeah, it would have been easy to say, I'll leave the squirrel here and just fly.
Yeah, it's a fucking squirrel. Anyway, according to representatives from Frontier, the woman had indeed, she'd indicated that she would be traveling with a support animal when she booked her travel, which is per their policy. However, she left out the fact that it was a creature she'd trapped in her backyard. Don't worry. The country's leaders ended up making it to their intended destination when the plane landed in Cleveland. So everything's okay. A little delayed.
Did she leave it out, Pat, or was it just like not an option on the form?
No, it definitely was not an option on the form, because Frontier only approves cats and dogs.
Right. It's like other.
Yeah, other.
Something you can catch.
Yeah, something you can
catch. You have to be able to catch the animal if it's going to be on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. I think she definitely caught the squirrel. The squirrel didn't like jump in the carrier, Wes. Didn't come to her.
No, I mean, you have to be able to catch it if it gets loose on the plane.
Right, right. Yeah. The squirrel would definitely be in the overhead compartment within like 30 seconds.
Definitely couldn't catch a squirrel. Yeah. All right.
Well,
chaos.
Well, look, let's take it to the internet to our correspondent, Tracy Story. And Tracy says, "As long as I have my emotional support Xanax, I don't give a rip what you bring on the plane. Lol."
So, there you go, Tracy.
Been there, Tracy.
Well, yeah, Tracy's a woman after my own heart, because I've got a bottle of Xanax that's prescribed to me to take before flights.
I'm actually a fan of Frontier Airlines. I use it like it's one of the best, cheapest flights for me to get home from Austin to where I go, and I fucking love it.
Oh, the seats. I mean, yeah, the seats. The space.
I like the price of it, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Ritz
Carlton.
I'm going to
take the middle
the
ground
air,
here between Pat and Wes.
The snacks that don't
love
exist.
Is a strong word. Sorry.
You can't get enough of that Frontier quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think you're a scumbag if you're at Frontier, and I don't love it. So I'm just going to go right
when
in the
I
middle.
When I think luxury, I think the Frontier.
Exactly. All right, let's take some other headlines we couldn't get to. Hurricane Michael became the first Category 4 storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in over 165 years. That's as long as they've been measuring hurricanes in categories. The area surrounding Panama City, Florida was hit the hardest, with winds clocking in at over 155 miles per hour when the storm made landfall. There's definitely structural damage and flooding, as well as one confirmed casualty already, but we'll know more about how bad the damage is next week.
How'd the person die? Did they get hit with like a marijuana leaf bead necklace?
The wind just whipped it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seemed like a lot of people didn't evacuate because, like I was saying, the panhandle doesn't get hit with hurricanes as much as other parts of Florida. So it seems like a lot of people tried to wait it out.
Hurricanes suck, man.
Yeah. Yeah. All bad shit, you know. And then it's headed up towards Carolina now. So we'll see how that goes, too. Vern Troyer's death, you know, the famous little person actor.
Mini-me.
Yep. Yeah. He died back in April, and his death has now been ruled a suicide. Well, an alcohol-related suicide, after the coroner discovered that Troyer's BAC at the time of death was at least 0.24%, which is three times the legal limit.
Excuse me? Do you say 0.24?
Yeah, 0.24. Not really that high.
That was like me on this Tuesday night. The fuck? Why are they going back 6 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever, and ruling this guy's death a suicide for this? This is ridiculous.
This is so fucked up. It's like saying that if you get drunk and fall down some stairs and break your neck, you committed suicide.
Who the fuck would do this? Like, what is wrong with the person that went, did the research, then found the facts, and still ruled it a suicide with a 0.24?
I mean, yeah, it's a 0.24, but he's also 2.8 and has like a little liver and like a little kidney.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. I think 0.24 is 0.24, yeah. I think that just means like three beers get him to 0.24, but that's not how it works.
It just all seems a little unfair to Vern.
Yes.
Yes, it's extremely unfair to Vern.
Not cool to Vern.
Like his whole life was.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe Giudice of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
It's Giudice, Will.
Oh, really? Okay, Joe Giudice of the Real Housewives of New Jersey will be deported to Italy upon release from jail, according to the Federal Department of Justice. Giudice has 30 days to appeal this decision. He's currently serving 41 months for tax evasion and fraud.
Oh, God, this is not good for season 9. This is not good for season 9.
All right, a white woman in Georgia called the police on a black man babysitting two white kids. She actually spotted him driving the kids home, so naturally she followed him on the road. Then she parked and watched him while he was getting gas, and then she followed him all the way to the home where he was dropping the kids off, and that's where the police arrived to question everybody, and guess what? Turns out he was just babysitting.
Jesus. She was like, he kidnapped him and took him home and ordered him pizza.
They're eating ice cream cones in the car?
Yeah, it sounds like this woman is the one that should have been the police called on her. She's like creeping after two children, following them all around town.
Yeah, she stalked them.
And that woman was Kathy Rice, who was drunk the earlier internet commenter.
All right, that does it for Hard Factor this week. Don't forget to share the show and DM us a screenshot on Twitter of your share for a chance to win a free Hard Factor t-shirt. Thank you for supporting the show. We love you all. Have an amazing fucking weekend.
See you later.